This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the very first week of late spring. It's the third week of the cows switching their tails moon, and the second week of the sun in Taurus. I have spent much of my spare time in the past decades keeping track of what happens in nature in my backyard and the land around me. I haven't really observed too many unusual events or things, just got to know some of the usual things, like robins and mosquitoes and certain trees and plants and insects. Last year, though, I thought I saw fewer butterflies than usual, and for the past 3 years, I haven't seen any spiders weaving webs around my work shed. They had always been there before. Scientific research is pointing to the likelihood of mass extinctions in the coming decade, but I always hoped those extinctions that may be accompanying climate change would not happen in my world. Seems like they may happen here anyway. So, this year, I'm going to pay attention more, not so much to what is happening as to what is not happening. Well, that could be a little challenging, so how should I do that? And I guess just watching is a start, and wondering, what did I see or hear today, and what didn't I hear or see? It means trying to remember what was it like last April. Sometimes the past seems useless, but it is the key to recognizing the present and maybe the future. It will be hard to recognize the effects of climate change unless I can remember the way things used to be or how they are now. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late spring. In the meantime, watch and listen and smell. What's happening now? Think about what isn't happening that used to happen.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.